China is known for its fireworks, and what a display it was. Among the pyrotechnics interspersed throughout the ceremonies were 29 so-called footprints rising into the sky to represent the 29 Olympic Games that have been held and a huge finale. The ceremonies took place on a hot and muggy night. The program mixed China's ancient history and culture with elements showcasing the modern face of the country. The two parts of the ceremony were titled Brilliant Civilization and Glorious Era. Participants were dressed in some 15,000 costumes in 47 styles. More than 2,500 special lights were used, and some of the special effects were dreamlike and almost magical. The traditional parade of athletes followed the 70-minute show. Each country's athletes entered the stadium in the order set by the number of strokes in the simplified Chinese characters that spell out the names of the 205 National Olympic Committees. By tradition, however, the Greek team was first and host China entered last. Basketball superstar Yao Ming carried the Chinese flag. Team USA entered 140th, and members wore blue blazers with white pants and white driving caps. President Bush and his wife Laura were among the capacity crowd of 91,000 in the stadium. He is the first sitting U.S. president to attend an Olympics outside the United States. International Olympic Committee Chief Jacques Roga said he knew how much hosting these games mean to China.
For a long time, China has dreamed of opening its doors and inviting the world's athletes to Beijing for the Olympic Games. Tonight, that dream comes true. Congratulations, Beijing.
Chinese President Hu Jintao then officially declared the opening of the Beijing Olympic Games. Three-time gold medal Chinese gymnast Li Nang lit the cauldron in an amazing spectacle that had him dangling from cables in a simulated run around the top inner portion of the stadium. With the parade of athletes taking some 2 hours, the entire ceremonies lasted more than 4 hours and did not end until after midnight. Park Brewer, VOA Sports, in Beijing.